And I look back and I wonder how on earth I managed to keep getting up each morning and going to work, because, you know, I would find myself crying in my office and, you know, trying to keep it all together, juggling so many different things and feeling as though I had no choice but to keep going, which of course isn't the case. But I couldn't see that.
Well, there you are. You I think so many people feel that is the case and they keep going, but actually they need to be told you have to stop. You have to mind yourself.
Yeah.
So how did you get to that critical point?
To figure out how to recover.
Yes, to kind of step. You describe it as slipping down like a horrible landslide down a cliff. So how did you manage to stop that?
It was a couple of things. Arthur started the charity Galway East Life Support. There had been some suicides in Ballinasloe and everyone was affected. Every single person we met was affected by them. So he approached a few different people in Ballinasloe, including the local superintendent, Jerry Roach. He's now chief super. And the two of them made such a formidable team. They put together the group. They put together a poster detailing seven different charities and a breakdown of what they did, covering all kind of aspects, you know, covering kind of the loss of a small child, covering the loss of a close family member, covering, you know, issues, jigsaw for mental health for youth. And it was a huge success. And they just progressed from there. They did community talks. I wasn't bought in the beginning, to say the least. I was quite resentful. I was feeling quite precious about myself because I was feeling so bad that I couldn't really see why he was doing this. But little by little, he started getting me to write emails for him and do the odd letter for him and maybe design a poster. And as time went by, I found I was getting more and more invested in it. And then I was getting territorial and I was saying, no, I'll do that. Don't give that to somebody else. I'll do that task. And it wasn't long before I was bought into it completely.
You were getting better.
I was getting better. It was the best therapy I could have ever had.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Because that word you use, resentful, excuse me, is interesting because you obviously were all about you.
Yes.
Would that be fair to say?
But I couldn't think of anyone else, you know. Yeah. I just felt so bad and I was trying so hard to recover. So it was a mixture of things that's got me to where I am today. Obviously, the charity work is a huge thing for me. Mm. I love every minute of it, but I'm very much a keyboard warrior. I do all of my work on the sofa in the evening with a laptop. And I've just found that I also had a really good therapist. Now, I'm not going to deny that. He's an amazing man for more and more.
Great.
So between the two, you know, it's worked wonders.